Hey, this is Freak Heat Waves, and you're listening to Deliberate Noise.
Thank you.
Is that good?
Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC. Located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
Oh my God.
I'm so
and
excited.
This is Deliberate Noise. Claire, what is today?
Number 50.
50 episodes.
Yeah.
50 episodes of Deliberate Noise. You may be wondering why are we celebrating 50, not like a year.
We will also celebrate a year.
In 4 weeks' time, we will also celebrate a year. We just like celebrating. Today's show is going to be all about us. We're going to start off with a track by Lil Nas X, of course. My sister recommended this one. It's called Panini. So this one is this one goes out to me. Enjoy this on CITR. Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you trying to keep me teeny? I, it's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and you wanting them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just say to me. Don't you be a meanie, thought you wanted me to go, or why you trying to keep me teeny? Now they need me, number one on screaming, oh yeah, you used to love me, so what happened, what's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life, said you wanted to see me thrive, you lied. Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand, and I need a big Benz, not another fan, but I I'ma need to sit down, don't mean to make demands, but I need you to say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me.
Is called Hairspray. That's by a band called Nina, spelled capital N, lowercase I, capital N, lowercase A. That's the way I like to write my name as well. And that is a musical supergroup made up of members of the B-52s, Judy and Mary, Takemi Shima and Masahide Sakuma from The Plastics.
Whoa.
And yeah, even more people. That's just like a huge, awesome supergroup. And what a great Nina song.
When you write Nina like that, it looks like two like musical, like Nina, Nina. Nina.
Yeah.
More musical.
Yeah, and the way they were singing it, I just, yeah, that makes me like my name. Before that, I played Seth Bogart with the song Nina Hagen Daz. And we will hear some Nina Hagen later in the show. and then Lil Nas X with Panini at the top. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR.
What? Sorry.
What?
No, finish your sentence.
I was just going to say my name again. Nina Panini.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Why did you choose Panini?
It just came to me.
Yeah.
I just thought it sounded
so good.
Really good. Like, if I got to choose, like, rename myself, but I had to keep the first name, I would rename myself that.
If I had to rename myself, I would rename myself Special Guest Claire. My first name would be Special, middle name Guest, last name Claire.
Yeah. I think, yeah, Claire would be a great last name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Special would be a great first name.
Yeah, not just for a
When you
dog.
Introduce yourself, I'm Special.
Nice yeah. to meet you. You are Special, Claire. I love you.
Sincerely what? Special. Sorry. I'll stop.
So I have a bunch of songs about me.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't know, normally I make the playlists. Special guest Claire is mostly here for moral support and my chatting buddy on the show. But I found a lot of songs about me. I didn't find very many with your name in it. There aren't like super a lot of good Claire songs.
Mm-mm.
We do have one coming up by a band called Claire. But before that, I want to play your karaoke song.
Yeah.
I've heard you sing this one once or twice, and it is a special experience.
Thank you.
For anyone who gets to hear Claire sing one of
That's
us.
Special, but this is my special song.
Would you mind telling us why you enjoy singing One of Us?
I don't know, like, on every level, I find it, like, hilarious. And it's a hilarious karaoke song because you can see people going through these, like, waves of reaction, especially if they haven't heard it in a long time. They've, like, forgotten this song. And they're like, whoa, like, this is such a weird song. It's making me think about all these weird things. It's, like, very intense, but also funny.
Yeah. I once heard someone sing the song at karaoke who wasn't you, and it was atrocious.
Oh, okay.
Only you can sing this song. Okay, without further ado, let's listen to Special Guest Claire's karaoke song by Joan Osborne. It's called One of Us. On Deliberate Noise, 50th episode!
Yeah. Every night I fly to the sky, then cry, let it rain down on everyone below. And as the tears hit her head, she says I'm better off dead, but instead she falls into a bar. And she orders a drink until her breath starts to stink, and she calls up an old friend just to see what they think. And they say, put down the phone or just get yourself home, leave it alone, dear. She says, I get too scared and I'll accept any death, I just care. And I want to be clean. No, I don't want to be mean or break anybody's heart.
Kevin Morby with I Want to Be Clean from his new album, I think, called Oh My God. And I played that one because Claire thinks that if she were to sing in a band, that's how she would sing, is like Kevin Morby.
Kevin Morby is my vocal reference for how I would sing.
He's an incredible singer.
Yeah.
If you sang like that, like, you'd be in high demand, Claire. Maybe. So I just,
Are you saying I'm being overly ambitious?
Well, I mean, when you sing Joan Osborne, One of Us, you don't exactly sound like Kevin Morby. It's like really, really good. But I mean, Kevin Morby, he's got like a particular voice.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of groups, made a lot of music. But I mean, you could be. You really, with like a bit of vocal practice, you like really can
I'll start singing along to him.
Better than Kevin Morby.
I'll be cleaning my room and I'll be like, I want to be clean.
Claire was just telling me how she cleaned the shit out of her bathroom.
Yeah, I did a deep clean of my bathroom yesterday.
That just feels so good.
It does.
Especially in the summertime, I think it's a great time to clean.
Yeah, I laundered the curtains.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Huge deal.
I've never done that in my life. I didn't even know that was a possibility.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you go.
I'm not going to look at your curtains closely ever.
Don't smell them. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. Today, we're just doing songs about us because it's our 50th episode. Yeah, I'm going to be super all about me for the next few songs.
Yay!
I want to play some Nina Hagen. Amazing, super, super weird, but really, really cool and influential singer, musician, kind of punk, kind of opera, kind of everything from Germany back in the day. And apparently I was maybe named after her.
Nice.
So says my dad, but I don't know if he's just saying that.
That would be so cool.
Would be really cool. Cause
he's like,
cool.
He's like, I had to find a Nina with your interests now to tell you you're named after.
Yeah, who really knows? But yeah, let's hear some Nina Hagen. This one is called Future Is Now.
Bye.
That was Roy's Bag with the song Bones from their album Portal B. They are from Tofino. Doesn't that just sound like music that would come out of Tofino? Like very beachy, kind of makes you want to go surf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some great stuff. From Roy's Bag, and they're singing about me, and I love it. Before that was a song by Neighborhood Brats called Nina's Ghost. And then Nina Hagen had the song before that, Future Is Now.
So much energy.
Whew,
that song was from the future.
That, yeah, truly. Big Nina energy right now. Sorry, Claire, you shine too, but just found a lot of great songs about me, so.
It's okay.
I had to take the
spotlight
today. Remember when we first came up with the idea for this show and I was like, I won't talk. I'll just sit here and you'll talk.
Yeah.
And then.
I hated that idea.
Tables turn.
I like this idea that we do way better.
Agree. You're listening to Deliberate Noise. It's time now for the toilet seat cover. And Claire is going to do this week's toilet seat cover. I've been doing way too many. But do we have a double one today?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Same place, two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms. All right. Let's hear it.
So we have, since we come to UBC for the show, we've gone to Wreck Beach a few times this summer. And Wreck Beach has like two toilet options. You've got the weird metallic outhouses and the ocean.
Oh, the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, Claire.
What? Everyone does it?
No.
You're weird if you don't.
I
don't. It's not like a pool. It's a different thing.
Okay. This is why there's E. coli in our... You can't go swimming at Kitts Beach anymore, and you can't go swimming at Second Beach anymore.
Potentially.
Okay,
but
continue.
Wreck Beach has a lot of float. Anyways.
A lot of float. So, good.
The washrooms are like... I don't know. I've got low opinion, a very low opinion of the Wreck Beach outhouses. They're just not really like what I'm looking for in an outhouse at all. Like, they're very severe. They've got like these hard, metallic, edgy walls, and the doors like clang really loudly, and like everything is just like metal, which I understand because it's probably like very durable. But I think when I'm using an outhouse, like the only redeeming quality is it feeling like an outhouse and you feeling like you're out there in it. Like
in the wilderness.
Yeah. Mm. And you've got like the wood around you and you're like, yeah, I'm in an outhouse.
And like the moon-shaped hole.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a little, like a little moon symbol hole.
But at Wreck Beach, it's just like metal and then like techno music in the distance.
And like cement floor and everything's wet. And sandy and
smell.
I like
you
words cannot describe. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you like you probably walked within like a couple meters. You're like no. I like I literally saw a child come out one time like and just sprint away like gasping for air.
No,
so that's why the ocean is like a better option.
But you wouldn't go number two in the ocean.
No, that's true.
Good. I'm glad to hear. That was a question. I'm genuinely glad to hear you said no.
No.
Okay, good.
No. Okay, yeah. Good clarification.
Also, I just don't think you should pee in the the ocean. You can get like a disease. Is that a thing that can happen? I'm not a doctor. I just worry about
these are just like
these
ghost stories.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Ocean pee.
That's also why
stories.
I'm afraid of outhouses. Because I hear ghost stories of things crawling up them. Okay, anyway, I won't go
into
it.
Alligators in the outhouse.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I'm a superstitious person. Okay. Cool. So, yeah, Wreck Beach, outhouses. Try not to use them. Try to go at the top.
No.
Not even at
You've
the outhouses at the top.
UBC campus full of beautiful bathrooms.
Fully agree, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go to the geography building. It's pretty close by. It has a decent bathroom. I can't remember if we reviewed that one already. Cool. Would not poo at Wreck Beach bathrooms. Let's see what's happening for the cover today. Okay. Today's cover is
the best cover we will ever play.
I don't think that's true.
Ever.
There could be better ones in the
no,
future. That haven't been made yet. But this one is by a secret special artist who shall not be named. They would wish to remain anonymous. And they do an awesome cover of Hilary Duff's Beat of My Heart. And it's called Beat of My Fart. Here we go. Maybe the first time ever played on the radio.
Could be a world
probably
premiere.
Probably the last time. This is Beat of My Fart.
To the beat of my, to the beat of my, to the beat of my fart. I'm thinking about letting it out. Will it smell like eggs or Brussels sprouts? Stick around and you might find out. I can't hold it in, it's gotta come out. My gut's rearranged, the feeling is strange. You better step back, step out of my range. Prepare for attack from out of my crack. There's no holding back. To the beat of my, to the beat of my, to the beat of my fart. The beat of my fart, the beat of my fart, the beat of my fart, it tears us apart. The beat of my fart, the beat of my fart, the beat of my fart, let's hope I don't shart.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh,
everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives.
What about to catch a friend? Drink until the bitter ends. We shall split and cast.
Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR. Party.
Hello, welcome to the party.
Hi, I've never met you before.
I know.
Just two guys and we're having a good time. Having a good time. Having a good time. Just two guys and we're having a good time. Having a good time.
Having a good time.
We'll burn the roof off. This party's going off. You think that we're soft? You get tossed.
Guy number one, I love to dance. Fancy feet moves, putting you in a trance.
It's a friend thing. Friends are everywhere. In the kitchen, the den, hanging out on the stairs.
Spinach dip, real hot chicks. Spike the punch and take a sip.
Guy number two here to chill with you. P-A-R-T-Y, cause we got two.
I like playing games in the pool. Who invited Steve? That dude's a cunt.
We're just two guys who are having a good time. Having a good time. Having a good time. We're just two guys who are having a good time. Having a good time. Having a good time.
Now everyone in the house say guy number one.
Guy number one.
Now everyone in the house say guy number two.
Guy number two.
Dude, quit tripping. You're ruining my high. My loaded gun makes you reach for the sky.
There's a knock at the door. Who can that be? Why won't the cops let our party be?
How would you like to be shot? Me and my friend smoke pot.
No jocks.
No jerk.
Just fun with girls. Having fun, guy one.
The most fun in the world.
We're just two guys who are having a good time. Having a good time. Having a good time. We're just two guys who are having a good time. Having a good time. Having a good time. We're just two guys who are having a good time. Having a good time. Having a good time. Just two guys who are having a good time. Having a good time. Having a good time.
Party over here.
Party over here.
Party over here.
Party over here.
I like to think that song kind of defines us on this show. We're just two guys having a good time.
Having a good time.
Having a good time. That was obviously The Lonely Island. Big inspiration, I imagine, for whoever made Beat of My Fart. Cool. Claire, this morning, I know you listen to CBC a lot.
Uh-huh.
I usually catch it, like, in the morning. You know when, like, they've just finished the early show and the current is, like, about to start?
Yeah.
Like, they finish the news about 8:35, and then there's, like, 2 minutes before the current starts at 8:37.
Yeah.
And you know how sometimes, like, you know, they finish what they're saying, and then they're kind of just like, so, like, yeah, like, oh, that was a, you know, a good one. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that's our whole show.
Yeah, it's like the filler.
That, like, 2 minute filler moment.
Yeah, where Stephen Quinn is trying to make a joke.
Yeah. And then we're just like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up is. Yeah, I just, that's kind of our whole show.
Because you can see that they're, like, watching the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have a clock we watch.
We're actually just staring into each other's eyes really
we
deeply.
Actually, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something to say that we, every time we're talking, we're looking right at each other's
always.
Faces.
It's pretty romantic in here. Cool. Shows this week. Highly recommend Wednesday going to the Red Gate for the Snackland album release. Along with Snackland, there will be music from Devours and Shrouded Amps. So those are three awesome local bands. Definitely want to check out. On Sunday, two really cool shows. The first one is at 333, and it's the Puzzlehead album release.
That'll be good.
Yeah, that they're playing with Linda Fox, Bedwetters Anonymous, and Sylvia Rath. And Puzzlehead's new album looks really, really good. Happening, I'm imagining, at the same time, or maybe it's a slightly earlier show, but also on the Sunday, is a Vancouver Tenants Union fundraiser at Redgate with Andrew Malott, Elf Pity, Tessie, and Snail Gun. So maybe you can hit up both on Sunday. Maybe you have to pick, but both of them look really, really good. Let's just hear some tracks from some of those bands. We played this one last week, but it's really good. And I'm imagining this is going to be on Snackland's new album. This one is called Winona. Check them out on Wednesday at Redgate.
Come on.
The song is called Cruisin' for a Bruisin'. It's one of the new singles from Puzzlehead. Going to be coming out on their new album, Big Sniff. Go see Puzzlehead at their album release show this Sunday at 333. Before Puzzlehead, I played you some Tessie. Go see Tessie perform on Sunday at Redgate. And then before Tessie, I played Snackland. Go see Snackland play on Wednesday at Redgate. We have totally no more time left. I gotta go. Claire, gotta go. Thank you.
Gotta go.
Thank you for listening to the 50th episode, Deliberate Noise. Claire, wow.
Good job. Congratulations. To us. The big 5-0.
I'll be here again next Monday at 5. Next week, I'm going to do an all French playlist. I've been listening to a lot of EC Musique, and I really like those French bangers.
Great radio station.
You won't be here. No. Just be me, lonely.
I will be somewhere in the middle of BC.
Aw, okay.
In a small car.
Hopefully somebody keeps me company, calls in.
Someone should just show up next week at the station, 5 p.m.
I need a buddy. Okay, I have no last song. We're going to Irish goodbye. Talk to everybody later. Oh.
An Irish goodbye, you don't say goodbye.
Oh, I already messed up.
No, you haven't said goodbye yet.
Oh, okay. I just, like, leave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.